My right-wing cabal itches and burns.
And now, Yeast Radio presents...
Hurt and Stink. This is Matt Weinstein of GeekRadio.com. Hurt and Stink.
Hello, everybody. It's Matt Weinstein, your favorite fat bean and fat lesbian on the internet.
Hurt and stink.
There's been a lot of talk about this next fall. This fall is not a rebel fall. This fall is Sunday, like Sunday. I can't believe the news today. Can't close my eyes and make it go away. How long? Must we sing this song? Too long. Tonight, we can be as one. Tonight. Broken models under children's feet. Bodies strewn across the goddamn streets. But I won't need the battle hall. It pushed my back up against the wall. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's roll. And the battle's just begun. This many lost, and who has won? The trenches dug within our hearts. Mothers, children, brothers, sisters, torn apart. Sunday, bloody Sunday. We sing this song. How long? Too long. Tonight, we can be as one. Tonight.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Let's roll. Anyone who wants more details on my agenda can find them online. The web address is not very imaginative, but it's easy to remember. Park. Wipe the tears from your eyes. Wipe your tears away. Wipe your bloodshot eyes.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
My blood had an hurt and stink. Kick me to the stars.
God damn it, I fucked that up. Fuck it.
My Florida Adams, hurt and stink.
Shut up. Let me try that again. This is how it should sound. This is Madge Weinstein Yeast Radio, and we're on Sirius 103.
My Florida Adams, hurt and stink. Kick me to the stars, cunty.
I love that. Love that. I don't know who that is, but I love it anyway. All right, let's hear this other one.
I just needed to let you know that I've named my anus.
As well.
It's Florida Evans in front, Jackie Brown in back.
Oh, okay, Florida.
Take me to the stars, cunty.
Florida Evans in the front, Jackie Brown in the back. That's clever. I like that a lot. Thank you very much, Jackie. Was that Jackie Hoffman by chance? No. Jackie wouldn't name her own. Maybe she would. I mean, after all, I had a name for my Madge Jr. is a vagina. Why can't you name your anus after yourself? I don't see why not. You name kids. What's the damn difference? Anyway, okay, let's see. What do I have for you, general audience? I don't know who that was that played the... I'll find out who did the Sunday Bloody Sunday remix. That was pretty fucking amazing.
My Scooter Libby hurt and stink.
Right. Mine too. And, oh my, do we have a lot of interesting things going on in the planet Earth, in case anybody cares, if you haven't tuned out all the way. I know you have much more important things to be concerned about, like Harriet Myers and abortion and all this crap. So the New York Times has reported that Penis Cheney did, in fact, leak the Valerie Plame business. So he will probably be the fall guy in this, I'm guessing. I mean, rightfully so, of course. But I think that probably Dick Penis Cheney is going to go down. I've been saying this. It was reported in, I think, the news blog a while ago. And then it gets to the bloggers first, then the mainstream media. And then 20 years after it happens, then the public understands what actually happened. Maybe three of them. I don't know. Let's see. What's this? I pressed the wrong thing.
New York Times is reporting Vice President Dick Cheney and CIA Director Porter Goss met with Senator John McCain last week to urge him to back exempting CIA officers from a proposed Senate ban on torture. 3 weeks ago, the Senate voted 90-9 to ban the use of cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment of any detainee held by the government. Cheney reportedly said the CIA needs to be exempt because the president needs maximum flexibility in fighting the so-called war on terror. Tom Alanowski of Human Rights Watch responded to the news by saying, quote, they are explicitly saying for the first time that the intelligence community should have the ability to treat prisoners inhumanely.
Okay, so that's ridiculous, okay? That is fucking ridiculous. We cannot condone torture. I mean, I can't believe I have to explain this to people. You know, that there are actually people that are assholish enough. And this is, of course, the same movement that's doing this right-wing Christian, you know, you're Christian and shit. Oh, but you ignore the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus says to love people. God forbid you just make him into this fucking warrior Rambo shit. And then you take Rambo and you make him governor of goddamn California so that he's in line for the goddamn fucking White House. Fucking California always ends up bringing these actors into the White House. Fuck you, California. You're stupid. You're stupid. You're stupid. And listen to this. I'm so fucking angry. How can you condone torture for any reason? Don't you get it? And how does it fight terrorism to torture people so that they have a vendetta against you and all their people do and their relatives? You don't just torture people. It's inhumane. Why does nobody? This country has no humanity left. I feel like it's like we do, but we have to. We don't really do a very good job of expressing it because it's the minority that apparently is human, and it's all about the opposite. It's all about claiming the opposite of the truth. These so-called right-wing extremist Christians, whatever you call it, they come off and say, "Oh God, this, God that." Well, that's because they're the evil ones. Do you understand? You see, we're the good ones. We're the good ones because we don't want to torture people. What kind of brain surgery does it take to figure this out? That the evil people are the ones that fucking torture people. How can you not understand this? Now, I know I have Republicans listening to this goddamn shit because you're in the goddamn SUV. You've got Sirius. You know, a lot of people can't afford it. If, you know, a lot of Republicans can't afford Sirius and a lot can and a lot of poor people can't. So don't pretend, you know, you're just here to hear the pussy talk. And by the way, speaking of pussy talk, in the second half of this show, which you have to go to yeastradio.com to hear, I have an interview with one of the applicants for the job of S&M bottom to clean my house. And in fact, we have two wonderful ladies helping me interview, Griselda and Chicago Sherry. So that's going to be a lot of fun for us. But listen, you can't fucking torture people. That is such bullshit. I mean, that's what Hitler did. Do you not see? How can you not see the similarities between what's going on in like early Germany, before the Nazis took power, and now? Because really, I mean, what I'm afraid of is that Rove is going to go to jail, and then I think Sky Panther, somebody was suggested this to me, but Hitler wrote Mein Kampf in jail. Now, if Rove goes to jail, he could easily become the Hitler, and he's a psycho. Look at the back of his head, as I mentioned yesterday. So what the fuck? Oh, and by the way, Rosa Parks died yesterday. Rosa Parks died. Rosa Parks is the woman. And I want to talk about, I have a reason for talking about this. Rosa Parks is a very, very important, was a very, very important person in black people getting civil rights. What she did is she refused to give up her bus seat to a white man. Now, in those days, you had the blacks had to sit in the back of the bus and the whites sat in the front. And it was this act of defiance that became the real spearhead for the whole civil rights and the Martin Luther King business and all that. I'm thinking about this. And of course, being a lesbian, I think about gay marriage, right? And I really feel like the gay lesbian movement is where the civil rights movement was pre-Rosa Parks. So we did. I mean, in San Francisco, when the city started marrying people, I mean, that was a real act of defiance, but it didn't really go anywhere. I think we have to go further. Now, the thing about the Rosa Parks thing is it led to the boycott of the bus company in, where the hell it was, Mobile or something, or I don't know, New York. I'm just kidding. I don't know where it was. But anyway, so they boycott. I think we have to look at this in parallel. Now, what is the parallel to this segregated people? The black people stopped going on the buses because it was a segregated institution. It was segregated, or a segregated bus. So they said, you know what? We'll walk because these buses are racist. Now, I know that this is the truth, that the marriage system, the institution of marriage in this country embodies bigotry, okay? Because only straight people, penis vaginas, are allowed to get married. That's it. It is a segregated institution, much in the same way as the buses were segregated back then. I say we boycott marriage as an institution, meaning gay and lesbian people, not only do we not get married ourselves, of course we can't, but we don't go to any weddings. I suggest that we don't go to any weddings, that we don't participate in any weddings, that we do not make flower arrangements for any weddings, that we don't help our stupid bitch sisters get, you know, pick out their goddamn dresses and shit. I just say, forget it. If there's a marriage, say, look, I'm sorry, but it's a segregated institution, and I wouldn't step on to this. I won't step inside your wedding ceremony any sooner than I'd step inside a segregated bus where the black people have to go to the back, you know? So I think it's something to do. I think we have to look at this and see, what are we going to boycott? You know, we already had our Rosa Parks. We had the thingamajiggin, where the fuck was it that got, but you know, we are equal, and I'm tired of separate but equal. You hear people talking about civil rights. I am so sick of it. You know what? Forget about trying to accommodate these conservatives, these right-wing crazy church people. They just want the fucking church to take over the goddamn country. We have to assert our rights. And I know a lot of people, including myself often, are very afraid, saying, oh, they're going to win. Oh, you know, we have this very pessimistic attitude, like, oh, they're going to win. They're going to take over the country. Why? They're the fucking minority. We're the majority. We're just fucking pussies. It's like the Jews in Nazi Germany. They just sort of like, oh, you know, we can't do anything. It's not going to happen. No, fight, 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 fight. We have to fight now while we still can. You know, you have the fucking right. You got to keep church separated from state, for one. Get the fucking churches out of the government. They have no business being there. The government has no business funding these pro-life companies and bullshit and making aid to Africa dependent on whether or not they give out condoms. I mean, they should give out condoms. This is fucking ridiculous. You know, just stop it. And go to the churches. Go to your local church that you're not a member of, your local evangelical church, and say, hey, what are you guys doing? Why do you think it's ill? Why? I'm a gay person. Why am I wrong? You know, tell me to my face. Tell me to my face that I'm going to go to hell. And then tell me if you support a war for no good reason, started by a retarded person. Explain that to me. Explain how that makes sense. That killing your sons and daughters and hundred thousand innocent Iraqis, children even, how does that make you okay with God? Because you're in a big sanctuary, you know, and there's a picture of Jesus up there. That's fucking bullshit. It's all a lie. It's all your own fucking denial system. And none of that shit is real. What's real is you today. Look around you, where you are, the people around you, and the war you're fighting, the things you don't see are real too. The fact that your tax dollars are going to kill people. They're killing journalists. They're killing babies. They're ripping their limbs off, but you don't see it on TV Okay, Gussie Iskowitz is stranded in Florida. Will somebody please... I think she just got her power back, actually. So Gussie should be okay. Gussie should be okay. I want to play some more stuff here before I get started. Oh, Roger Smalls. Roger Smalls of rogersmalls.blogspot.com did this wonderful calendar. You can actually download it off of my iTunes feed because it's a PDF. It's a calendar of podcasters in leather calendar. This is so wonderful. Where else would you get to? I don't know how we got these people to pose, but you see Adam Curry in leather. You see, of course, me in leather. You see the mommy cast in leather with whips and chains, big penises. It's so wonderful. You got to check this out. You can hang it on your wall, gentle audience. Dawn and Drew are in it. Everybody's in this thing. It's wonderful. Not everybody, but you know, there's only 12. What can you do? All right. I also recommend watching The Fog of War with Robert McNamara. He was the Secretary of Defense when the Vietnam War started. And it's interesting for me to watch this and compare it to today. There are so many similarities. But for me, what's really obvious is that Lyndon Johnson and McNamara were sort of in this weird little alternate reality when they were fighting this war. And it was completely separate from reality. And I'm certain that Penis Cheney is in the same reality. Rumsfeld is in the same reality, and Bush probably is too. But I would say to President Bush and whoever knows him, if you can get this message across, I would like to say this. Okay, here you have an opportunity. You have to look at this as an opportunity. You can get rid of Rove. You can get rid of Penis Cheney, and you can redeem yourself in the eyes of your so-called God, right? You can redeem yourself by saying, look, you can blame them for all I care. Blame them for all this shit, this terrible war, and say, you know what? All right, let's put 5 years behind us, and I'm going to just do the right thing. Now, you don't have to admit you're wrong. I know you don't do that. But just change it. Just say, okay, slowly pull out. Don't worry. You know, stop torturing people. You can do this. You are the goddamn president of the United States. You're the most powerful person, on paper at least, in the world. You know, make it right. You can make it right. You can put all this behind you. You can leave them in jail. You can leave Karl Rove because he's just steering you the way he wants it. He just wants to be in charge of this goddamn country like a Hitler. So this guy, forget about him. You know, and, you know, put people you respect around you and do it. You can do it. Hey, do it. You know, hey, if you turn this presidency around, I will support you. But until then, you're a fucking cocksucking asshole, retarded idiot, and I hate you. If that makes any sense. Okay, so now I'm going to play some clips and business. What do I want to play? I have all kinds of shit here to play for you, my gentle audience. Let's see. Here's a rant from the Mac and Roll podcast. I like the Mac and Roll podcast. This guy is very funny. He's from Tampon. I think he's going to talk about the hurricanes.
You know what really pisses me off, Max, besides the fact that it cut smells, is it every goddamn time there's a hurricane coming into Florida. I gotta go buy all these fucking batteries and water. I'm so sick and
all right, sorry, Mac and Roll. That audio sucks. I cannot hear you. Your music is too loud.
So rocking.
And seriously, I cannot play that because it won't come through at all on the Sirius, and it's hard enough for people to hear it. So sorry, Mac and Roll. I really appreciate the rant, but forget about the background music. Well, let's just jump to the middle. Maybe he stopped the music.
You know what really?
Let me try this. Hang on.
Besides the fact. No, I guess I'll send you the better.
Sorry. Try again. All right. So what else do I have here for you? What's this? Let's hear this.
Hi, Edge. This is Mark in Detroit. How you doing?
Fat.
I hear you named your Ethel and Fragina officially. I think they need a couple of pals. So I figure you find a friend that's got maybe some floppy twat or something, like a loose twat, or maybe like a loosey pussy. And a rickety ass or a rickety crotch. Maybe Gussie has something like that, and you'll have a Lucy and a rickety. Bye.
Good idea. I know about the Lucy Ricky. I like the idea of we've talked about that, but I didn't know about Lucy. Sounds like Lucy Goosey or Lucy and Rickety. Those are both nice, and I'll ponder that. Now, remember yesterday I talked about this wonderful podcast called The Gay Parenting Show. And they had Dan Savage, who is probably the most famous gay parent, other than that big fat dyke, Rosie. And Dan Savage writes Savage Love, a hysterical column. And I'm going to play a clip from that show, which you can hear by going to the Gay Parenting show or whatever it's called. I'll put the show on it. You can Google it. If you're so retarded you can't find a show, then you probably should just, you know, join the Republican Party or something.
Was it a consideration for you in eventually deciding to get married to give that message to your son that you were a stable couple and like any other couple that you know, his other friends might have as parents?
Yeah, that had a large role in it, in our ultimate decision. DJ was six at the time, and some of his friends, heterosexual parents, were getting divorced. And he was just sort of coming to grips with what being gay meant and what love meant and what, you know, your parents were. For a while, part of the book is about trying to explain to a six-year-old what gay is, which is hard. Hard to do without getting, you know, age inappropriate about it. And, you know, he for a while thought gay meant living with your best friend when you grew up.
Cool.
What six-year-old boy doesn't want to live with his best friend? So there's a part of the book where he's like, oh, I want to be gay, which is, you know, the religious right's worst nightmare is that our kids are all going to want to be gay and emulate us.
Right.
Even though we didn't emulate our heterosexual parents. And we sort of work through all that.
I didn't emulate my parents in any way, I just want to say. Couldn't have tried to be different more. So, yes, I don't think we're going to raise a whole generation of queer kids.
No, I don't think so. We'll leave that to the straight people that did a good job with our generation.
Listen, at least 10% of them.
All right. So I was just looking at my email, right? And I found this email from Odeo, and it was strange. I had to read it a few times before I could understand it. Let me get into my fucking email to find it first so I can read it to you. Let's see. This is fucking ridiculous. You know, this is what I hate about these companies like Odeo and all these companies that do their restricted betas. It's such fucking bullshit. What is the point of elitism in the internet? It defeats the purpose of the whole goddamn thing. And then you have people like Dave Weiner who are always talking about, oh, they were invited to some elitist conference and there were only 50 people, but I'll talk about it with you as long as you don't tell me I need to buy audiobooks for $1.99 a month. And so this is the email I get. It's from support@odeo.com. And it says, hello, Dio. There's no need for you to read this email because you can listen to us to tell you that we've just upgraded your Odeo account. And this is addressed to me, bloated lesbian, Gmail. Title, Biz and Ev have a casual message for you. And then it gives a link, right? The link is odeo.com/audio/313106. I'm sorry, let me read that again. The link is odeo.com/audio/319016/view, length 120. So it says, nevertheless, if you are still reading, then the news is the same. Seriously, if you joined Odeo before today, then we want to just turn you on to some new beta features for you, and the Odeo page linked above explains why. I love Odeo. Now, I want you to know that I haven't logged into Odeo probably since the first time I signed up. When I initially signed up and it was a restricted master beta, I looked at it and I wrote a comment. They asked for feedback. I wrote, not another fucking popularity contest, and that was the last. So I sign on. I go to this thing, and it says, permission denied. And then on this cute little pink and white, I guess the gay, pink and white screen with a star, a satanic star, by the way, 5 points. It says Odeo. Jose, the director of the new National Clandestine Service, says that you do not have permission to view this page. Perhaps Odeo and Jose will declassify this page in the future at our digression. And then it has a button where you can click OK and a checkbox below the button that says, but I'm not happy about it. Okay, this is annoying on so many levels. First of all, it's annoying because why is it annoying? Well, first of all, because it's not funny. I hate when unfunny people try to be funny. So what they do is they end up being cutesy instead. So they'll insert cute little things like making words sound silly, like Hellodio. Hellodio is not funny. And then it says, Jose, the director of the new clandestine service. Okay, that's also not funny. There's nothing funny about that. Is that supposed to be an acronym? It might be funny if it stood for NCS, which maybe, or even you could stretch it and say if it stood for Secret Service or something you already know. And then Odeo is a, okay, so, and then it says, at our digression. Well, that's really not funny either. So I check it. And I say okay, and it just sends me to the main page. So I don't know, maybe that was a publicity trick they're doing to get me to sign on, but it's all it does is make me mad at them, so good luck. Okay, so here I am. That was the end of part one. Now we're in part two, and you get to hear this business with Chicago Sherry and Griselda in the Dominatrix disaster. But first, I want to play something for you, because I was just listening to Adam Curry's source code, and I sent him an audio comment about video blogging, but he didn't play the whole thing. So I thought, well, I'd better play it. I'd better play it. I'm going to play it on my show. So here it is, and then I'm going to go with the Sherry business. Stop. Hello, Adam. It's Madge here once again. Listen, I have another boner to pick with you. This time it's about this video blogging business. Now, you said on your show yesterday that there doesn't seem to be very much good content out there. Well, did it ever occur to you, Adams Curry, that maybe video blogging existed before you found out about it? Did you ever think of that for a change? Christ's sake. Anyway, I want to tell you that there are some wonderful sites, some wonderful feeds that I've been watching for several months now. I'm going to tell you what my favorite ones are. They are amazing. You know, I like video blogs that are stimulating. You know, it doesn't have to be all pussy and down with the homeboys and all that business. I like intelligent work, Adams Curry, and you can, you know, find your senseo on, put it on a webcam or whatever. But here's what I like. And these are really stimulating, wonderful weblogs. There is so much good stuff out there. So don't start with that bullshit about there's nothing good out there because there's no titty porn and fisting porn and all that shit. Besides, there probably is. Anyway, bottomunion.com is wonderful. It's a Dutch guy who is, well, he's American, but he lives in Holland. He is a very tall, good-looking man who does phenomenally amazing videos that'll blow you away. So that's bottomunion.com. Humandog.com, that's human-dog.com. Somebody I have had here on my show often. That's Chris Weigel. Momentshowing.net is Jay Dedman. Jay Dedman has been spearheading the vlogging revolution for the past year or so. He founded the video blogging conference, and he works on FireRant and a whole bunch of other stuff. Maybe he didn't found it alone. I'm sure Dave Weiner did it too. Yeah, I'm sure Dave Weiner invented everything. Freevlog.com. Michael Verdi and Ryan Hobson are doing this, and this is an amazing site where it shows you how to do video blogging for free. Aside from the equipment you have to have, freevlog.com shows you how to video blog for free, Adams Curry. And so that's Michael Verdi, who also has a wonderful video blog, michaelverdi.com, and Ryan Edit, ryanedit.blogspot.com. And we have Jan. Now, Jan, I want to eat her out, I'll be honest with you. I have to do a full disclosure. But her videos are so good. She's been traveling around teaching people how to video blog, like in a grassroots kind of way. And it's so wonderful. And she's an audio engineer with this amazing Katharine Hepburn voice. She does audiobooks too. And she just has the most sexy voice, and it makes me want to eat her vagina out, Adams. So that's called Vlog of a Faux Journalist. That's fauxpress.blogspot.com. That's faux the French way, not like faux away. Zolo.tv is another Dutch person, and this is Gabe, who he plays promos of other video blogs, and he interviews people, and he talks about industries. Very interesting. He's also an Apple professional trainer, and he knows a lot about the insides of my vagina. Just kidding. Oh, and this, god damn it, did I overmodulate on this fucking shit? Where's P.W. Fenton? I need him to come over here and re-engineer my goddamn shit. As soon as that hurricane's over, this lady I love, Laughing Lady, this is this middle-aged woman who teaches people laugh therapy. So she picks these terrible topics and laughs about them, forces herself to laugh about them as therapy. And she does laughs about different things. Like the funniest one I thought was the Katrina laugh. And she starts talking about how terrible the tragedy is. And then she just sort of forces herself and works herself up into this laugh. It's very funny. So you got to see the Laughing Lady. Karma Bank, these are two expats in France, very clever people. These are refugees from professional circles, and they do a wonderful show, both video and audio. Very interesting, very political. That's Karma Bank, but it's spelled like French. Karma, so you can't just spell it Karma Freedom, that won't work. Karma, K-A-R. Close your ears, Godcasters. This is French. You won't want to deal with this. You wave your flag or something while I tell you this. K A rmabanque.com. Democracy Now! Is, of course, my favorite. It's a video blog and a podcast, and this is the shit for finding out what's going on in the world. DemocracyNow.org. All this stuff should be available on iTunes. I know Democracy Now! Is Scratch TV. Scratchvideo.tv is wonderful, and this woman makes very interesting artistic videos where they show you just ideas and all kinds of beautiful, beautiful videos. Mifedia.com is not a video blog by itself, but it is a great directory that's also tagged. It's organized by tags for video blogs. It's been around for a long time. Drinkingwithbob.blogspot.com. You will like this, Adams, because it's a very angry guy screaming about shit like how he wishes Paris Hilton would drown, stuff like that. There's The Echo Chamber, which is sort of it's a documentary, a full-length documentary that's being produced collaboratively, so people actually contribute to this creation of media by a large group of people. It's very interesting. So that's the Echo Chamber Project. Not sure the site address for that. I'm going to send this all to you in my email, by the way, Adam. Hey, you should be glad for me, because now you get 5 minutes and you don't have to sit there and talk about how rich you are. Okay, so let's see here. Okay, so, and then, oh, these two guys are brothers. These are the last two I'm going to mention. These two are brothers. I met them at the Vlog Europe, and they're just wonderful, wonderful creative people, very into music. And it's Alexander and Maximilian. Alexander'sVideos.com and Maximilian, which is feeds.feedburner/Maximilian Video. And I want to know about this Katya that I know she worked with you for a while, so I wish you'd explain what's the story with her, because I really liked, she did a video of me, of course, that makes me interested, where she did me saying my voice and my lips with George Bush's body giving the finger. So what's up with her? She seems very talented. Anyway, Adams Curry, that's it. Yes, video blogging existed before you found out about it. And yeah, I know you started your own company 5 years ago. Yeah, I know. I know. You're ahead of your time. But anyway, these shows are wonderful, Adam. Spread the word. Spread my legs. Lips. Sorry. Bye. Okay, now I'm here at my... This is Madge again. Still. Whatever. Where the fuck is this goddamn shit? I need to call Sherry now. Is this the right number here? Sherry. We're going to call this, we have an applicant. Sherry has screened somebody for me. We've had several applicants for the sex thing. The dishwashing, whatever you call it. Is that it? No. Is that a number? No. Why do I have to do fucking everything around here? Where's my goddamn phone? Hold on, audience. Hi. Gosh, dang it.
Did you get Jim on the line?
Oh, hi, Sherry. No, I called you first.
Okay.
I want to make sure I can do the three-way business.
All right.
Let's see here.
I always read them.
Oh, why did I? Like, this is so cookies. Weird. You know, I accidentally called Shashaldin. Is that
when,
weird?
This morning?
No, just now. I put her. I'm adding.
Aww.
I added her to the conference and it's ringing. Can you hear it?
No, I couldn't.
You can't hear it.
Is this Matt Weinstein?
Yeah.
Hello?
Can you?
Hello.
Sherry's here too. Isn't that weird? It's an accident.
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Sissy. How are you? I'm doing fine.
We're interviewing men for
Madge. Talk to a man-made possibility.
My name is Madge.
Okay.
We're recording.
Oh, Madge is playing around with the phone and the equipment.
Yes. Yeah, so now I have.
But
to
we've been awesome. Screening guys on Craigslist to clean Madge's apartment.
Yeah.
And also, like, kind of be a worshiper of Madge.
But mostly okay. Clean. Mostly clean.
Are you working today?
I'm not. I have. This is the first day I have off in forever.
Oh, good.
Oh.
I know. I can do anything.
Okay, I'm adding.
But my computer.
I read your schedule of your marathon.
Okay, Jim is calling. Just so you know, if you hear him answer, that's him. I'm calling him too.
Okay.
So, oh, there he is. You can ask questions to Griselda.
Okay.
You can ask him about
Yay! We both get to tag team him.
Hello, is this Jim?
Oh, hi. This is Jim. How are you?
I'm bloated today. How are you?
Doing good.
So, Jim, I understand you want to clean my house and you want to make me a bundt cake. Is that right?
Yes, I'd love to. That would really be the thrill of my life. And I would love to meet you. And I love what I've seen of you on the computer and heard.
What did you see?
Oh, pictures of you. A few videos where I could get like maybe about 20 frames, different facial expressions. Except one thing is, because I have dial-up, I can't get much of your pad onto my computer.
My maxi pad?
Oh, yeah, because it doesn't download cleanly.
Mm-hmm.
I can only download like a frame or two.
I see. So listen, so what do you, why, you like cleaning or what? What are you into, what are you into? And what made you interested in this advertisement you saw that Sherry wrote up so nicely? We have Griselda on the line, too. Griselda's another. She's kind of a bossy bitch.
I don't want to interrupt. Remember, Madge.
God damn it.
Do you remember how many times I've cleaned your house when I come over?
Yeah. Once.
Yeah, okay.
Once.
Every time I come over, I clean your kitchen.
You just complained about how dirty it is. You just complained how...
Yeah, I know, but there's nothing else to do because I'm always stuck in this house with Chauncey.
Okay, but...
Oh, how is Chauncey?
He's dying, but he's okay. Can you clean up corpses?
Oh, sure, I could do that. I think I would just get a Glad bag, take it out to the street, that kind of thing.
That's a good answer. All right, so you've listened to the show a little bit. Do you know what a bloaterus is?
What a what?
A bloaterus is.
I'm not sure what that is, no.
Well, bloaterus is when
that's
I have...
That's probably more from the podcast that he had trouble downloading.
Oh, I see. Sherry's kind of an apologist. She's kind of like Karl Rove. Sheldon, can you explain what a bloaterus is to Jim?
I only know what a deuterus is.
It's the same. You can tell.
Oh, okay. Well, I have one right now.
Well, that's not a definition, though.
When you're so full of bloat and you have to shit it out. It's like a duty baby.
Oh, I see. Maybe what you need to do then is space out your fibers throughout the day.
You think that'll help?
What would you do for Madge to help her with her bloat? What would you do to help Madge with her bloat?
I think I would give her plenty of fluids.
Such as?
Just to let nature take its course, because I think prune juice might irritate the whole situation.
Oh, I agree. I hate prune juice. My grandmother used to drink prune juice, and she died anyway. She could never shit. You could tell from her voice. So,
do you know any Ethel Merman songs, Jim?
Not really. I know the sound of her voice, but I can't recall any Ethel Merman songs. But I can see what Ethel sees in you.
Yeah, you can? Well, like what? What do you think she sees in me?
Oh, yeah. Just your raw sexual energy.
Uh-huh. What about the Mertzes? Do you know about the Mertzes?
The what?
The Mertzes. The Mertz...
Oh, Fred and Ethel?
Yes.
And Lucy?
Well,
they're good neighbors.
Well, the neighbors to my Fred and Ethel are actually Arnold and Willis Drummond. Because I use it, for me, it's sort of a euphemism for my Fredgina. So I have actually, I name each lip, okay? So Fred and Ethel are the outer labia, the labia majora. And then we have Arnold and Willis, which are the inner vulva thing. What do you call that, Griselda, the inner vagina thing? Minora?
Majora and Minora.
And together it makes Hanukkah. So you like to make bundt cake? You make a butter icing bundt cake? You make cake?
Oh, yes, I do. I make a chocolate bundt cake.
Oh, you do? As long as it's bundt. I like bundt because it rhymes with cunt.
Wow.
Bundt cake.
How old are you, Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, I am 40 years old.
Not bad.
What do you look like?
Do you have horrendous acne?
What?
Scarring?
She asked
no,
if you.
No, none at all.
Are you Asian?
Okay. Oh, sorry for interrupting, Madge. Have you seen Team America?
Yes.
Didn't you love the Kim Jong-il accent?
I don't remember. Yeah, I guess, okay. Sure. But what does that have to do with Jim?
Oh, you were just asking if you were Asian.
Oh, so. Right. Well, yeah.
And I was going to say, he doesn't speak like one.
Okay, do you take
it? Sorry.
Do you take any prescription medication?
Prescription medication?
Yeah.
I could make you an Orange Julius, but not prescription medicine, no.
No. I don't mean for me. Okay, that's fine. That's good. Okay, yeah. So let's see. What else? I need some help here, ladies. Let's see. I need the tough questions that I'm too embarrassed to ask. So, Sherry?
How
do you clean your borehole?
One at a time.
Soap and water.
Are you circumcised?
Yeah.
Can I cast your penis?
What? How can you cast it?
Can I make a replica of it?
Sure.
How would you describe the shape of your penis?
Penile? Kind of a usual shape, kind of long. And,
is it straight, curved?
Kind of long? What do you
what
mean?
What type of curve? Right curve? Christmas tree hook curve?
Christmas tree
straight,
hook?
No curve at all.
Okay. Is your head larger than your shaft?
Yeah.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Sherry, are you taking notes?
Like a baby's fist, or is it smaller?
We haven't...
Oh, larger than a baby's fist. I would say.
Oh, good.
A newborn.
Okay, yeah. He's for you, Rich Madge.
How big is it in inches? Not internet inches. Not internet inches.
I'd say 6. I haven't actually measured, but I'm estimating for you.
Would you be comfortable, Madge's house? I'm so sorry. Naked.
Sure. Yeah, that's kind of what I pictured the job being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
can we videotape you?
No, because that I wouldn't want.
But audio?
Okay. Oh, I have one more question. What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Mm-hmm.
I lick envelopes.
Okay. So, like, for a congressperson?
I lick envelopes at the post office, and what I do is sometimes envelopes are, people forget to seal them. So I sit in a chair as they're sorting the mail, and about every 10 minutes they hand me one, I lick it and I hand it back.
What do you do in between envelopes?
I'm very challenged.
What do you do in between envelopes?
In between envelopes, I smile and look good and dress nice.
What do you wear?
I wear a nice pair of pants, neatly ironed, and a shirt that matches the pants very well, and clean, shiny shoes.
What?
And
Chinese?
Very businesslike.
I thought you said you weren't Chinese.
What?
You said you wear...
Oh, I'm not.
But you wear Chinese shoes?
Chinese
shoes.
Huh?
Yeah. Shiny.
Oh, shiny. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue. You were saying the shoes, the Chinese shoes, and then we have. What about your underwear? Do you have any brown stains in them? How many times do you wipe your asshole?
Yeah, I wear boxers.
Boxers. How many times do you wipe your asshole after you shit?
Mm-hmm.
How many times?
Twice.
Do you have nice brown poop?
What? Who said oh?
Griselda. Me.
Why did you say...
I don't know if that's enough.
Yeah. Maybe he
I'll
has...
I'll try to improve in that area.
Well, as long as there's no... You know, as long as the paper is clean, I guess it's okay.
Is the paper clean when you're done, Jim?
I shower once in the morning.
After you shit?
No.
Before. How many times a day do you shit?
About once.
Okay.
Now, do you not have a lot of fiber? Are your shits generally pretty hard and ploppy, pebble-like?
Mm.
Or are they moist?
But anyways, also, where do you live in Uptown, Madge?
What was that your answer?
Oh, yeah.
Are you uncomfortable talking about your poop?
Mm-hmm.
I have one other question. Aren't you supposed to be at work right now if you work at the post office?
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm not supposed to be at work.
Oh, okay.
I'm studying for my Rolodex midterm.
Okay, ladies, will you continue asking questions? Gussie's on the phone. She's in the hurricane, so I got to talk to her. Just keep going.
All right, Sherry.
Hello.
Shisha.
Hello.
Griselda.
Hello.
So what do you think of Jim so far, Griselda?
He seems like a nice guy. I think Madge should have him over.
That's what I think, too. I think we should have him over. And there's a camera in downstairs, so before we let Jim in, we can check him out.
Sounds good.
I think everything sounds good. He's got the right attitude. He seems a little poop shy, but besides that, he's got the right attitude.
You know, he'll loosen up about the poop.
Yeah. I think he just wasn't prepared, since he hasn't listened to some of the podcast shows, all the fecal matter we like to discuss.
I don't know if I told you, but as soon as I get promoted at work, I get this 2-week paid vacation. So
you do, and I'm waiting.
Yeah, so I'm going to, I'm waiting too. It should have happened already. Anyway, so I think for a week I'm going to come to Chicago.
Please do.
And stay with Madge.
Madge and I would love it. Yeah, Madge and I would love it. I need it. Well, plus, you've already got your marathons all scheduled out, and I need to come cheer your Beva on.
Okay,
yeah.
Jim, are you there?
Oh, I'm still there, yeah.
Oh, good, good, good.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed meeting Madge over the phone, and I enjoyed meeting Griselda and talking to you again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep,
I
hope Madge will meet you. I think she will.
Then
hopefully we can set something up.
Yeah, we have to wrap this up. Yeah, we have to wrap this up because Gussie, I have to call Gussie back. You know, she's in Miami Beach and there's no electricity and there's...
Oh, no.
And they're not even letting people off the island and everything. So I got to call her.
Yeah.
I got to call. It's like Survivor with Gussie. Can you imagine being stuck on an island with Gussie?
No.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you so much for this. And now Sherry will
Jim will get back to you and set up an interview. Right, Madge?
Right. Yes, of course, because Sherry has to get her bun set up. She has to have a bun for this. A bun in her hair. Bunt and bun. You need the bunt cake. And she has the bun. And then Griselda has the... Well, she's in New York, so she's hard to...
Yeah, but Griselda might have some free time and come visit us soon.
Oh, yeah?
Saying.
Oh, please.
Yeah, wouldn't
great.
That be great?
When?
Well, whenever. Tell me when to come.
Now?
I know. We do want
you. But right now, my roommate's in Morocco, so really you guys should be staying at my house right now.
Now you tell
me. Yeah, we should.
I could come. Why didn't you tell me? I have to do something on Thursday, and then I have to be in Los Angeles like on the 11th or something of November. But other than that, I'm flexible. Anyway.
You could come on Thursday night and stay till Monday.
Yeah. Let me look into that.
Yeah, why don't you?
Let me look into that.
Okay.
I'll see what I can do. But do you care if I leave? Do I have to leave Monday?
You don't have to, but my roommate gets back from Morocco on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, Jim, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
And good luck on your midterm.
Oh, I think he left.
Ah.
Yeah, he hung up. I think we scared... Well, since he's off the phone, we can do a quick decision. What do you think, Griselda?
I think you should at least see what he looks like.
He sounds, doesn't he sound a little bit fat? Didn't he have a fat voice?
No.
I don't think he's fat. Because he said he only shits once a day.
Well, what about this two wiping business?
Well, now that we've made him aware that you're not supposed to wipe twice, maybe him.
But he's 40. How could he not know that?
Maybe his boobs are that firm, though. He says he weighs 195 and he's 5'9".
Okay, so he's 5'7 and weighs 250.
Yeah.
And he's 45 or 50.
And he knows we'll check him out before, you know.
And he said his penis is 6 inches, so it's probably 3 inches. But what's with the voice? Didn't
I think
he sound
you should
a
meet him.
I will.
Give him a chance.
I will meet him as long as Sherry's here. But
yeah, I will.
So you can set it up. But doesn't he sound a little bit Pat-like?
Honestly, it's hard to tell because on this line, there's like a little bit of static. It's not really clear. When I spoke to him yesterday on the phone, I thought he sounded nice. But
right, but I mean like Pat, the
androgynous.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, can I talk about? Yeah, he does sound like that.
Okay.
There's this woman at work that comes in, and it's actually a guy. I don't know why I'm talking about this. Anyway, I just think he's really hot. I'll talk about it later.
Where do you work?
I can't mention names because then they'll just fire me.
Oh, right.
But I'm not ashamed anymore.
Oh, good for you.
Wow, that's great. You sound like a song.
It only took a year of working there.
What made you not ashamed?
I figured if they're going to pay me enough money to live, why should I be ashamed of it?
Right. I wouldn't be ashamed. I like that establishment where you work. Can you give us a hint at least?
I work in a coffee shop.
Very good. Very good.
Yay!
That reminds me of
a hot barista.
And are you lesbian as well? Since you, while we're coming out, you might as well admit it.
Am I a lesbian?
Right.
Yeah.
Yay.
But I only like transvestites. Okay, so I'm crossing Atlantic Avenue.
But you're
and
getting
released.
You're getting woman curious, though.
Oh yeah, of course. I've always been.
Yeah.
I'm crossing a busy street, so. If I don't hear something, then what?
Okay, well, I need to end this anyway because I have to call Gussie back. So Sherry, if you could just set it up with me later on in the day.
Let me know your schedule if you're going to New York because Jim's available anytime after Thursday.
Okay.
So really, just depending on your schedule, you know, we can set it up.
Okay. Let me check
so
some things.
You're like Madge's secretary kind of?
Yeah, she's going to wear a bun.
Yeah, being Madge's assistant.
For this, because
cool.
She's going to wear a bun in her hair with one of those pencils, so she looks mean. And we're going to watch the closed circuit TV, you know, from the building. And if the guy looks scary, we're going to tell the doorman to kick his ass out.
Yeah, tell him to fuck off.
Yeah,
I might bring a whip, too.
But keep the cake.
I might make a surprise and bring some whips.
Yeah, that's fine.
I know that you guys know this because we all met each other on the internet, but why don't you pick a different place other than your house to meet?
Oh, good idea.
You think, I mean, with a doorman and everything, though, don't you feel safe?
Now, with all the equipment, it is a little weird. Although, yeah.
And it's just a good idea anyway because if he knows where you live, that's just weird. Because he could just wait outside at the bus stop.
Oh, and be hanging out there.
I think she's right.
Yeah.
I think she's right.
Yeah.
Can we meet him in the park, in the forest preserve?
But it is so damn cold, though. I get so chilly. Yeah. We'll have to think about it.
As long as he brings the bundt cake, we're good. But
yeah,
then again, how do we
cake.
Screen him if it's not at my house with the doorman, though? How do we screen him from afar? You know what I've done before on these Craigslist situations. I say, I'll be there. I'll be the lesbian wearing big glasses and a green shirt, but I purposely wear a red shirt.
That's good.
And Sherry can wear like a stick-on bun, a sticky bun, and then we can pull it off.
Yeah, and then I'll wrap myself in a burqa.
Yeah.
I wonder if this transsexual would be interested in being on your show. I'll have to find out.
Oh, yeah.
That would be nice.
I like trans.
Yeah, she's got personality. I would give the website, but I don't think that she... I don't think I should.
Okay. Listen, I have to call Gussie back, so thank you for talking to me.
Tell Gussie hello.
Okay.
Hope Gussie is fine.
She's fine. She's just, you know, a little bloated. Take care. See you later, ladies.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Sissy.
Bye, Sherry.